Okay. Shalom aleichem. Taflam and Gimel, Chachos Pesach. Say that Mamish get the schus of learning Torah Lishma doing Chachos Pesach before Hashana. I'll go upon him. Go through it. So up to Taflam and Gimel Siv Zayin. Lechor Shebein Yehudi Lechavero. Let's say there's a hole between the two walls. Ko'echa Bodik Al-Makam Shiyonu Magas. They have to only, they only have to check until where their hand reaches. Let's say it's a, obviously if it's a very thick wall and there's a hole going through and they can, only as far as they can, they have to reach, or if it's too narrow at some point. Shar mevato beliba v'dayo. And whatever's left, you can't get to, it's almost, vato belibo. Don't worry about it. Because they used to be very superstitious, and if they see him checking with a nair and sticking his hand in, I don't know, he's like, ah, what are you doing? And it could be quite dangerous. Nowadays, I mean, I don't know, it's not. In this whole situation, it's not so common, but if there's some reason why a person would be concerned about some sort of sakana of doing the bedika, then you have to think about it. Kaiso shenishtamish b'chametz b'chorin, a wall where you put store chametz in the holes. V'nafal, and chametz was there. V'nafal, and then the wall collapsed. V'nase gal, and it turned into a big pile of rubble. Even if it's just a small pile, even if it's less than gimel tefachim, which is a shear, it's not talking about lovet over here. We're talking about chafishas akelev, that a kelev can smell the food up to gimel tefachim. He can smell food; otherwise, he can't. He can't smell it. So then, even if it's less than that, ain't talking about tachtav. Nimin sheyesh bo sakanas akrav. We're worried about if you have some rubble over there, so maybe a scorpion is going to take up residence there. And after you looked for the chametz, because we say that shluchei mitzvah ain't nizokim. Now again, we're only talking about a case where you were not sure there's an akrav there, but in a case that you know there's a scorpion living there. Then even shluchei mitzvah doesn't necessarily have the have protection. And protection by suffix sakana, vadei sakana shluchei mitzvah. they don't necessarily have the same protection. Anyway, chapis acher machat, and you're going to look for, oh, you dropped something in the machat. Shneva lo b'yovei de sakana, because you're going to start looking, and you start looking more, and you don't have the mitzvah to protect you, and a scorpion will attack you. Rani really b'stam. Although you do a shish tachtav chametz, if you know there's definitely chametz there, right? This is the thing. This is a wall, a place. Let's say it's a closet, right? Where you keep chametz in the closet, and the closet, broke apart, fell down, right? So you generally keep chametz there. You don't know if it was chametz or not chametz. You use it to put chametz there sometimes. I don't know, whatever. So then, that's what we're talking about. If it's less than gimel tefachim, then you don't have to look for it. But you do a sheish tachtav chametz. If you know for sure there was a loaf of bread there, you may not have goyva gimel tefachim. If it's not gimel tefachim on top, tzarech lotzio misham, merav chatzina, you gotta dig it up. Shbein she'ein bo sakana, as long as obviously there's no sakanas, no snakes, things like that. And yesh lo goyva gimel tefachim, vat lo belibo vidayo. A couple of nekudas over here, Mishabur says, point out that if it's a gal gadol, I mean, if house collapses, right? So then you don't have to, again, you can vato belibo, and it's considered avudu minim kol adam, then you don't even have, then already, even after Pesach, you'd be allowed to eat its chametz if they took away the rubble and you found a loaf of bread, you'd even be allowed to eat it. Masha'en kein, and if it's just mevatel it, then that's just wouldn't be chametz al Pesach, then it wouldn't necessarily be mutter. The question is, what's a gal? What's considered a gal? The shot with a gal is that you're onus, you can't check over there, you know. So, I was wondering if let's say a person's older, an elderly person, 85 year old, you know, lives by himself, doesn't have anyone doing bedikas chametz for him, and he has a pile of clothing fell out of the closet on top of onto the floor. He doesn't have kaychas to pick it up. Person's sick. Whatever. Yeah. Is that considered galik? Or if you're Indian, if it's honest for him, does he have to go ahead? Yes, he should try calling. But if he doesn't have anyone to call, whatever it is, if it's something or a guy who's pashut, he has the flu. I don't know. Whatever it is, then yeah, his wife, his kids should do it. But if there's no one around, he can't pick it up. So that's considered honest. He should mevatel. If it, at some point during Pesach, obviously he has more koiches or whatever, so that might be a different issue. I'll call upon him, but even if it's like a pile of clothing or something, he can't pick up, he can't, whatever, so that might be considered, a gal as well. Martev Shemisa. Yes, that's the thing, that's like Adshiyadu Magas, that's like the case of the Chor. Okay, when we talk about before, if there's little kids, chametz can be everywhere. But if it's under a stove, under a fridge, if you can move it, move it. Because there are shittos who hold, you have to go ahead and you have to, try to, if it's, only if it's a vudim in a kol adam, but if you can go ahead and move it out, you should try to move it out. But are you chayv to? If you can't, whatever reason, so then you actually have a magas, it's wherever far down, the broom can go. But if it's something, let's say it's oven bolted into the wall or something, I don't know, you have to unscrew it, I don't think so. Yeah, and there's chumras and chumras, but chupani, you wouldn't have to. Martev shemisadri v'shura shel chaviyos zuei tzu. If you have a cellar with a wine cellar with the stacks of barrels, ad shenismal kulo, it's all being stuffed completely. You fill the bottom level, and then you put another layer of barrels ad akoyra until the ceiling. You only have to check the top row of wine. Then you only have to check the top. Okay, well, obviously, if it goes very far back. No, we're talking about, let's say it's two or three barrels in. And you don't have to check the top layer, because that's where you'd be taking wine from. So maybe during the meal you have chametz, and you put a piece of chametz down. The top layer. And then you only have to check the front layer. For the bottom. It says, again, we're talking about three dimensions over here. The top row, acheres lematim and hayeshura al play roch of a martev. Then below that, only the first layer, the second row down, only the first layer of barrels. Upon rochov. Outermost layer. This is the place you have access. The top one you have access to on the top one. You can't get down to the bottom. But again, it depends how far back it goes. If you're talking about it goes back 30 rows, fine. Here he's talking over there. You can like reach back. Top one is two. So let's say you only have two rows of things. So you do the top layer, the full top layer of the two rows on top, and then you do the first row of going down the side. That's all, same thing. So those are the ones they have access to. You don't have to take everything out of the cellar. You only have to take the top barrels which are touching the ceiling or near the top. And one more down towards the bottom. No one gets down. No one gets down there. There's no reason to. For chametz to be there, but matak nesiyos matam midrashos tzrichim bdika pnei shetinagos mechnisim ben chametz. Again, shuls and they have kids with kids come for tkiyos and they have a big bag of bisli and I don't know whatever and things like that, or they come for Simchas Torah or whatever shul. You can find bisli and everywhere, find snacks, it's pretzels, things like that. So then you do have to check the shul. Then it's an old man shul, no kids come. I'll get something else. I don't know. I'm a chaver chedro be yud gimel b'nisan. Someone who cleans his room, yud gimel b'nisan, or 2 weeks before, or Hanukkah, like some women are knowing to start Hanukkah. I don't know, some people, but some, I've heard this, someone buy a Tu B'Shvat already, their house is Pesach thick. I don't understand it, but that's how it is. This time actually, I think only from Rosh Chodesh. And you're in Chavana, Livdoi Chametz, and you have Chavana when you're cleaning to go ahead and check for Chametz, Ulvaro, and these are Shulahach Nisham Ol Chametz, and now you put aside a claim for Pesach. You still have to go ahead and check on Leil Yudal, do a bedika in that room. Everyone has to clean the rooms before bedika. So the thing is over here, again, the Achshochan asks, he says that, He asked, well, the minig olam is to go ahead and do, look around, okay, 5 minutes, did everything. So the samach on the fact that the wife, clean for Pesach. So he says that in a chanami, he says that you're kind, but he says it can be samach, if there's a chazaka, that just like a place, like, on the back of a martef or something like that, where there's no way Chametz got there. It's high top shelf. You don't have to check over there. Chametz doesn't go there. I mean, it can have some weird onus, but it doesn't go there. You don't have to check over there. So too, if you go ahead and you clean a room 100%, and there's chazaka, and then no one goes in with Chametz, and the chazaka, that Chametz free, so then you just do a cursory check. You can rely on the chazaka that it's clean. Some say it could be, it's kedai to go ahead it's better to go ahead after you clean a room, to go ahead at that night, just to go around with a nair and check, and then you don't really have to, or just check the room, then you don't have to do a bedika on that room, on the Pesach, if it's to save time and to save effort. I'm not sure about that, but I have to look. It's like a real thing. I have to look it up.
So it's 30 days.
Well, more than 30 days, I don't think it'll work. Only 30 days. We're gonna have later on about someone who leaves. If you're sure, right? If you're sure, let's say svarim. Let's say no, people don't bring svarim to the table. Right? You have to check svarim. Chazanish said you do. Other pesukim say you don't. Obviously, if you know you have a sefer, you're sitting, you learn the Mesillas Yesharim or something, or Hilchos Shabbos, the Shmiras Shabbos, by the table, you're eating bread and stuff. Obviously, you have to check it. It's poshut. Then you have to be choshish other stuff. So, that's machlokes where you have to check all the svarim. Chazanish said, yeah, other people said no. But kopanim, if you know, you're macked with the whole year, I don't bring svarim to the table. I just don't like any dirty, I don't like whatever, so then that also could be like a chazaka, it's a mach mishlom mechnis lichametz. But we're talking about a case of a place where, let's say you clean the pantry out, and you tape it up, so then that's what we're talking about, something like that. And any pockets and things which you can't put, you sometimes put chametz in, like you'd be surprised. You're taking your kid out and they have a bag of pretzels and they you turn around, they stuff it in your back pocket. You don't realize it. You do have to be careful. Whether you have to stick a nair into your pocket to check, only if it's shayich. Obviously it's not, if it's flashlights better. A couple other questions I had here is, what about someone who is gluten free? How much does he have to check and all his stuff? Is that like a makom she'ei machnisim bo chametz? He can't eat chametz, he can't eat anything. And again, if it's not kids are kids, but if he doesn't have young kids, and so there's no reason to suspect that he put chametz in his pocket because he can't eat chametz. Like, why would there be chametz in his pocket? or in the svarim, anything like that. So halil over svarim, but it's crumbs. What's the crumbs? It's gluten free. So that would be like there are situations that. You could play around with sort of, depending on the thing. So a quick joke, about Blikas Chametz. It says that there's a woman called the Rav on the Blikas Chametz and says, my husband's looking for, it's been like an hour, he can't find one of the pieces, what should we do? So the Rav says, listen, it's Chametz, I keep on looking. A couple hours later, he's flipping the whole house, he can't find it. What should we do? Nothing to do. It's Chametz Gomer, it's Vare Chametz. He keep on going. 2 a.m, she calls him up and says, Rebbe, Rebbe, we're so exhausted. He still can't find it. Can we at least give him a hint?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, funny. Whatever. Tough love and David. Achar b'dika yizar b'chametz. After Bedika, you should be careful with Chametz Mishayer, the Chametz that you found, or the 10 pieces, whatever it is, be sure you put it somewhere safe, and you can come the morning, where's the Chametz? Don't know, that's a problem, you have to start doing the whole Bedika. You know, Achbar Befanav, or you have to be careful that a mouse doesn't take it, or a kid doesn't take it, or Yechsa Lachmoy, Shinech Esa Kikaros Yimsa Tessa, you only found 9. But Bastam, any odeya im chasav, you don't know. You have a bag. You assume it. You don't have to check. You assume everything's in there. Im lav lo vim kafa lav kli lo motzo. If you said you put it in a, you put a bowl on top of it, and then you don't find the kli. Ein tzarech livdaik. You don't have to worry. Shavarei adam not lo lekach. Someone who took yichbe lav kli leno ba'avir. If he took the kli and you don't see it. And you put it in the bag, you don't have to go ahead and to start searching everywhere, because someone obviously put it somewhere safe. You have to find out where it is, but you don't have to search the whole house. So unless it's a place where kids get to, that's something else. You have to find it, but you don't have to start searching the whole every Odwell Badika's comments all from the start. After bedika miad b'layli v'atlenu, you should do bitul v'yomar kol chamira de'itzi b'shusi l'chazite v'lo b'yarte l'lifte l'havik after the ara. Anything I didn't see, nor did I destroy, it should be bitul. Hagav v'yomar habitul b'loshin shemevin, and the person should say bitul in loshin shemevin. If you don't understand kol chamira, if you could say the kol chamira, it's on loshin chazal. But they should really say it in English or whatever language you understand. If you say it in Hebrew, in Ivrit, you should be sure you put chametz v'saor. Chametz means everything, but if you put say any other lashon, then you have to be sure you speak out, leavened bread or whatever it is. You should do it again. You should do it before you hit Shashishis, and that's why, for instance, with Chalon Shabbos, so they're faced with Chalon Shabbos that they have to do. Be sure you do the bittul, you do another bittul on before. But when it hits, hits in the morning, you should say it on Shabbos. Agav, ein levat lebiyoyim ela la'achar shasar for chametz. You should only do it after you print the chametz. The kaim mitzvah sveifa b'chametz shalom. There's an inyan that you should of beer chametz of your chametz. So therefore, you shouldn't mevatel it until you finish. A bitul hayom yomar de chazite de lo chazite de biarte of lo biarte. And during the day, you say that which I saw and didn't see, and that which I burnt, or destroyed and I didn't destroy. Meaning, even if it's something which I didn't get to, or for whatever reason, it's a stronger bittul. Not just things I didn't know about, even things maybe I knew about. I'd be maskeret completely. She does what the bittul leaves, but I have no shaykhus to it, and. And even if I know about it, I see he's not over Bal Yirai, I have no shaychus. Shlucho yachol levatol. A shliach is allowed to be mevatol. Right, someone's away, whatever it is. He calls a friend, he says he, or he can't speak, whatever it is. So he's allowed to go ahead and, you know, in general, person now, someone else can't, I can't mafka your things, but by chametz, it's a schos, whatever the chazal were makel, because there's a gilu, is a umdana, that a person would want this to be done. So therefore, it's kilu, he gave him rishus to go ahead and to go ahead and mevatel. He said there are some poskim who are machmir, but b'di'evid, it's better to do that. And you should say chamso shaploni. It could be. That at least it works according to many days, not that. So the Vashmaz of the Mishnah Brura is that really that doesn't really work unless it's Shasat Chak. Other Achronah could say differently. Well, Chavon and Mechaber says straight that it does work. So, it could be. No, what? It's better if you point. But let's say, he's not there. You vatal b'makom shehu. He should vatal where he is. If ain't a oisa kain, tov she vatal ishtu. Let's say he can't. Let's say he doesn't. She should go ahead and she should do it, or someone else, because there's an umdana that a person, you don't know where he is. The guy's gone. I have no idea. The house is sitting there. Whatever it is. He says chafal if in your so that's a zachin shalom shalom b'fanav. It's a shaila where zachin works for.
The
Mishmur
doesn't mention
the tzara
makeup, does he?
He remember the human that doesn't behave. Right, there are shittas who are makel. The Shabura seems to be machmer. He doesn't quote those shittas.
Makel is gilui das, without a
tzibui. Right, but the shaila is there an umdana? The poskim discuss, you know, is there an umdana, the person who wants a chametz? Like I said, if he's really not from it, he's bedafka and he chametz on family, right, obviously that doesn't work. But someone who doesn't know anything about they're traditional. They don't necessarily eat the bread. Yeah, he just doesn't know about it. So then that could be that this welcome to a guy who's eating chametz on Pesach, and the Baal Teshuva's son goes ahead and sells his chametz or the vats of the chametz. What does it do? It's meaningless. But if it someone who whatever he just doesn't know or he's not around, whatever. So then that could, you know, his wife can do it. You know, that because he says his wife can do it. His wife doesn't own things. I'm not talking about a case where she owns half the stuff or she, whatever. Then if she does it, that's, you know, it's better she does it. She shaykes the stuff, but if she could do it, other people could do it also. She can't take his stuff because it's geneva for a woman just to take her husband's stuff. If in a very, you know, in the clear sense, a woman can't just take her husband, get stuck her husband's stuff, whatever, where they're, yeah, everything's blended, most of the time nowadays, everything's blended together. It's not, you know, it's, you know, into Ebenezer, you know, and the people that's on potatoes. But according to, you know, Shulchan Aruch, you know, woman, if a husband has this things and the wife is hit, and she can't take, you know, whatever. So here it says she can mevatel it. So the horror that, anyone can mevatel if there's no one else. I will stop here. Thank you.